Thank you for joining us. Get ready to be challenged as Pastor Stephen Sexton shares the word of truth. We pray that this message will activate your God-given potential as you are elevated to new heights by this motivational word.
We are in the third and final part of our series, So You Think You're a Christian. And obviously there's more to say on this topic, but let me just recap for you some of the thoughts that we went over. The whole idea of this came from the show You Think You Can Dance. And just like its counterpart, American Idol, the focus was to find out and discover those undiscovered dancers that could really, break it down. And also take the time to teach those wannabe dancers that you're not as good as you think you are. And I always like the first couple weeks of those kind of shows because people are like, I can dance. And you're like, bruh, you can't dance. I can sing. Man, you can't sing. And so when I'm watching a few of those episodes, I was like, man, I got to preach on this concept. Because the thing is this, I want to use this to show the source that being a Christian isn't just a one-time commitment that you come down to the altar one time and you think that you have the moves that someone who is committed to being a lifelong Christian has. This ain't a one-move deal. It's not, the move isn't from your chair or your pew or where you sit and making that one step of faith down here and saying, Jesus be the Lord of your life. It's a continual move, and it's a continual learning process. It's a lifelong commitment. And, you know, the Bible says that you can deceive yourself into thinking that you're somewhere you're not. And that was one of the reasons for us doing this series is, man, I don't want us to be deceived. Look at me. I don't want us to be deceived. And I don't want us to get to a place where we're just coasting, where we're cool, we're just coasting, and we're all right. In our first part, we talked about a true love song, and we talked about the Good Samaritan, and we talked about just overall concepts about loving people and making sure that we go out of our way to connect with people and see people, and that we talked about the religious people who they judged this man on the side of the road, but it was the unsaved Samaritan person who didn't know anything about God that made the right call with this man. And, you know, I don't want us to be in church thinking that we're making the right call on our way to something religious and we miss the whole point of what God is trying to do through us and through us to other people. And we talked about five love busters. A love buster where you never encourage, you have no patience, you attack people, you have no desire to help, and when you remove honor, we talked about those love busters that were there. Then the second week we came and we talked about staying on beat, and we talked about three things that will help us be in sync with our rhythm. And the whole concept was forgiveness, and when people step on your toes in life, and then when you dance with a partner, y'all look at me, that sometimes when you dance with someone that doesn't want to be led, your toes get stepped on. And we talked about some concepts, three things that will help you stay in sync with the rhythm. And the first one is the beat isn't personal. The beat is just the beat, and you can't be upset that the tempo's not faster or slower than you want to go, and your authority sets the beat. Your authority is the one that sets that beat. Your authority is the one, and there's always going to be an authority in your life. Even till you die, there's going to be someone setting a beat for you, and you're going to have to go with that beat or fight against it. And what I'm telling you is, a lot of people say fight the system, but what I'm telling you, the beat don't change. We talked about the movie Footloose and how the whole concept was, you know, these kids, we're going to buck the system, and we're going to teach you, and we'll go to the other county, and we'll footloose it because we have happy feet, and we have to dance, and it's in our soul, and that's great, but all authority sets a beat. We talked about people who say they can't dance to this, and so they don't dance, or they ruin relationships, or they tell their mom or dad or parents or people to leave their lives because they can't dance to the beat that's being laid down to. And a lot of times, you don't get to pick and choose some of the people in your life. You don't get to pick and choose your mama. You don't get to pick and choose your dad. And so you only have two options, either work at this or remove them from your life. And a lot of people say, well, I can't dance to this. So they leave the relationship that God intended to help you be who you were supposed to be. We talked about just keep dancing. And a lot of things you're going to have to learn in life. And a lot of things you're going to have to learn. And the rhythm and the sync and the tempo and all of that that's being orchestrated there before you, you're just going to have to keep dancing and you'll get it. And so tonight as we start, I want to give you a scripture verse. Matthew chapter 7, verse 17. Matthew 7, verse 17, it says this. So earthly tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. And we're going to talk about this. So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. With my kids, you have to know that already at a young age, we are teaching them, are you going to be good fruit? Are you going to be bad fruit? We're watching TV, and when something happens, it's so funny. Someone will get mad. Someone will yell. Someone will do something. A brother will be talking to a sister, and my kids will instantly look at that and go, he's being bad fruit. He's being bad fruit. Dad, they're being bad fruit. I was like, I know. Is that how you want to act to your brother? No. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a kid way, but really, you have to understand that you're becoming something. And we won't know what you are yet. Because right now, you are a tree on lockdown. You don't get to really bloom. You won't get to bloom till you're in your 20s. 25, 26, 30. And then we start seeing who you are, and the fruit of who you are will determine what you've been planting in your life. And so today, as we watched our video, we had these two girls. And here they are. they are wanting to watch this movie. And I don't want to get into secular music, what movies, what you watch. But I do want to get into talking about doing something that you know is wrong. As Christians, if we don't do it any different than the world, what good is conviction if we don't allow it to convict us? What good is the Holy Spirit? Look at me, John. What good is the Holy Spirit's work in our life if the Holy Spirit never is allowed to work in our life? You know what I'm saying? We got the Holy Spirit. Yippee, yippee, skippy. We got the Holy Spirit. Yay, yay, yay. But when the Holy Spirit starts to minister and starts to do something in your life, if you never allow Him to teach you and reveal the truth to you, and you never allow Him to impart into you, then He is as if you've rejected Him in your life. And what I'm telling you is, you can't be a Christian and reject the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was sent so that we could know the thoughts of God, communicate with God, so that when we read the Word, it's just not spiritual homework, but it's alive. And what I'm telling you is, if you resist the Holy Spirit, the Bible talks about grieving the Holy Spirit. If you do that, then you don't need to think, man, I am following the plan of God, because the plan of God is that you follow the Holy Spirit. Does this make sense? And so, I think I'm a Christian. Okay, great. When you get that nudge, when you get convicted, when the Holy Spirit checks you and says, you need to go apologize. When the Holy Spirit checks you and says, call this person, buy their dinner, do this. What do you do with that? Turn the channel. Turn that off. Go pray. Whatever it is, if we don't follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, then all I got to tell you is, you're a Christian in name, but when God turns around to see who's following, you might not be there. Does that make sense? And there will be a time at the end of days when He will then turn around and go, okay, who's behind me? Not who joined in parts of the journey, but who is behind me? You know, my point for tonight is this. With our character and our integrity, we got to dance like people are watching. You got to dance like people are watching. Have you ever run up on someone, like in the car, at their home, whatever, and they're dancing, and they don't know that you're watching them, and then you like say something or look at them, and they make eye contact with you, and you're in the car, you know, you got the song, and for some reason, it's so funny, people forget that all the cars have windows. And it's so funny when you're like, you're driving, and you stop, and you look at someone, and they're like, yeah, 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 ha! And you're looking down at them, and they're like, what did you think? You going crazy in your car? I want to watch. You know what I'm saying? What are you listening? And it's so funny, you can know the music, because some people just bob their head. Some people are like, it's like, you're like, it's an ADD up in their car. You don't know what's happening, but it's, I'm like, how can you say, your car is going crazy. Just watch, it's funny to watch people dance who don't know you're watching them. You know, and as a believer, we can't change our moves based on who we're around. Can't change our move based on who we're around. But people all the time, they're headbanging with the headbangers. They're mobbing with the players with that slow roll. You're waltzing with that special somebody. You know what I'm saying? And we all got to, because in dance, there is something that applies to every mood. Man, we want to get hype, we can dance this dance. If we want to slow it down, we can dance this dance. If we want to get crazy, if we want to get whatever it is, we can dance all these dances. But what you need to know is this. God has one dance. And this one dance is so integrated into who God is that what you have to understand is this. There aren't many different moves, but it takes a lot of skill to get these moves that he does have down. And they don't change. This is how it is. This is how it is. This is how it is. And you move with, as he moves. You know, I'll tell you this, that, you know, in the series, especially tonight, we're talking about character of the believer. You know what? We got to have believers who make a commitment and work hard to back it up. I mean, if you say you're a Christian, you got to back that dude up. You got to back that dude up. And you know what? I'm not trying to come down too hard. I don't want us to be, I got to be perfect. That's not what I'm talking about. But you've got to be committed. You've got to be committed. You should be someone who stands out. You know, you got to dance like people are watching. You know, and the fact of the matter is, this is my move. This is the song. This is the beat. This is what I got, and I'm dancing like you're watching, and because you watch me, I don't change. I don't have good words around my good friends and positive words around my parents, and then I have dirty language around other people. I don't talk one way this way and one way this way. I don't do this. I don't wear these kind of clothes with these type of people and these kind of clothes with these type of people. What I'm saying is it's all a reflection of your heart, and what you don't see right now is you are planting seeds on you being that good tree or that bad tree. Through this series, you know, I want you to see, man, are we a Christian? Does the Holy Spirit get to move in our life? Do we follow his lead? Do we follow his steps? You know, I want to talk to you about three areas real quick that will help you dance like people are watching. The first one is this. You have to understand there are no secret moves. There are no secret moves. Everything that you practice comes out in time. Everything that you practice in secret comes out in time. It all comes out. There are no moves that you just do. Every dance move that you do has to take practice. Does that make sense? It has to be practiced. It has to be planned. It's intentional. Does that make sense? You don't get over here and just bust a move. I remember when I was a kid, I had a little dance group way back in the day. And I was in 6th, 7th grade. And Alfonso Ribeiro, I had his dance. I had Alfonso Ribeiro's dance workshop CD videos. And so it came with like a cardboard, a t-shirt of him. You know what I'm saying? And he was cool back in the day. You were like, I don't know who that is. That was Carlton on Fresh Prince. He used to have a CD, a VHS of all these different dance moves, and he would teach you. And so I laid the carpet out, spin on my back. I was working all this. And so I started thinking of moves that I grew up in back in the day, that 80s and 90s, these are some moves that we used to do. And I'm not going to show them to you, you know what I'm saying? But I just was looking, and I'm going to show you some moves that we used to do back in the day. All right, drop those lights, Clark. Drop those lights. This is back in the day. Back in the day. 80s and 90s. This is how we rocked it. Right now, y'all doing some crazy dances, but this is how we rocked it back in the day. Back in the day. All right? Is audio up? Turn it up. Turn it up. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all jump up and down. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Don't know nothing about that. All right. Turn it up a little louder, Clark. Fill up the room. Let's a little bass. I don't want to break no speakers, but. You don't know nothing about that. But that back in the day. Y'all don't know nothing about that. That's way back. Can't tell you what that song was, but I can tell you, actually. I just can't tell you. Keep it rolling. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all young bucks don't know nothing about that. All right, watch this. This one. Right here. Come on, y'all. Come on. You know? Little Running Man? Y'all don't know nothing about that. Little Bobby Brown? Be everlasting. Y'all know nothing about that. Come out. This is right here. This 80s and 90s right here. This is how we were jamming it right here. Just like this. That girl is. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Sarah, you know. I know you know. You probably still got these on your iPad. I never really got that one down. You don't get that. You got to get that. What'd you say? You still rock that one at home? The vacuum? Oh, y'all can't get no steps on that. All right, there are a few bonus ones that I remember all of these. Actually, that's pretty sad. It's sad when y'all are like 35, y'all's video is going to be jump up and down, jump up and down, jump up and down, jump up and down, jump up and down. TLC, TLC. Here we go. Don't get ready. Don't get ready. 1, 2, 3. Swing it. After this, you can put up the lights. Turn up the lights. Got to wash you off? Back you up. All right, turn them up, turn them up, turn them up. Now, here's the thing, and we're just talking about this, but you know what? A lot of times in life, you got to know this, that just like in dancing, and if you've never tried this, you practice a lot. Logan dances. I'm sure he practices a lot, even to the point where it's almost annoying. But you know what? You're just like, can you just stand still? You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. You are what you practice. And in the area of compromise, you have to know this. Everything is intentional that you do. Everything is deliberate. You've thought about it. You're practicing it. It's intentional. And just like all these dance moves that we did back in the day, and you got your little dance moves where you jump up and down. You know what I'm saying? It's cool dance moves. All I'm saying is this, is that it's intentional. And what you watch is intentional. Who you hang out with is intentional. How you talk is intentional. What you do in secret is always intentional. Does this make sense? And so what I'm telling you is, when that secret time, when you feel like no one is looking, you've got to dance like people are watching. There should be something in you. There should be something in you that says, you know what? I'm not going to plant that stuff in my life that I have to deal with that type of tree or deal with that type of fruit later on in my life. Does it make sense? You know what we all want to say? Well, you know what? I didn't mean to do that. And the truth is, you didn't mean to be caught, but you meant to do it. You know, right now, I don't care where side you're on, and I don't know how well you've been following this Herman Cain stuff, but it's amazing to me, Herman Cain, this potential presidential candidate, dropped out of the race because of things that happened years and years and years ago. And I don't know if he did it or if he didn't do it, but what I'm telling you is, everything that you put in comes out. And you know what? You may get away with it right now. My mom always used to pray this over me, and I hated it. She would pray this. I pray you get caught every time. And she said, I may not be the one to catch you, but I pray that you get caught every single time. And I was so mad because I was like, why would you pray that over me? But I understand now, if you get caught, you deal with your sin. If you don't get caught, it grows into something that you can't change. I pray that you get caught. I pray your mom walks in on you. I pray your dad picks up your phone and it's unlocked that one time and gets to see the text messages that boys are sending you. I pray that, does that make sense? I pray that over your life. I pray that you forget to change the channel or you're in your car and your dad thinks to bless you and wants to fill up your car and he hears the CDs that you're listening to. I pray you get caught. Because when you get caught, you deal with sin. And when you don't, you let it grow, thinking that you get by with it. Look at me when you don't. Does it make sense? The second one is this. You should want people to watch your life. We live in a culture where we don't want people looking at us. We don't want people watching us. We want to blend in. We want to fit in. I hear stuff about the small schools and this, that, or whatever. And relatively, obviously CMA is smaller than Jesseville or Fountain Lake, but all three of these area schools are small compared to Super 5A. I just don't like being in a small school. Everybody knows my business. And what the translation is I want to hide a little. I don't really want people to know everything. Look at me about me. And what I want to tell you is, that's a great thought for someone who doesn't want to have influence. But that's not what the Bible teaches us. The Bible says that you're a light. The Bible says that you're the city on a hill. The Bible says people should be watching you. The Bible says that Paul even said, follow me as I follow Christ. In other words, people should be watching you all the time. And in your heart, if you don't want anybody to watch you, then you've missed what it is to be a Christian. Because if they can identify, look at me, with the Christ in you, and that should be your message. The Christ in you. If they don't look at you and they don't see Jesus in you, then they will never transform their lives to be like him. Because most of the people in the world aren't picking up the Bible every day. Look at me. They're not catching a podcast. They're not watching some Christian network. They're not going to church on Sunday. We got a world out there that all they will do is watch you, how you conduct business, what you do, how big you say your stories are, if the business deal is right, how well you stay married. Are you married and you flirt with this other girl up at the work? What I'm telling you is that's how they see. And if you don't want people to watch you, then you can kiss our culture, America's godly heritage, the freedoms that you know, you can kiss those on. Because if we have a bunch of people who want to hide, then the world will get darker. Does this make sense? You have a responsibility to stand out and be a light and attract that light and be a reflector. Look at me, where you're a reflector beam, where you are not attracting the attention, but you attract the attention to reflect it back to him. Does this make sense? You got to know right now, your parents are watching you. Your brother is watching you. Your sister is watching you. Your cousins are watching you. The friends of your parents are watching you. Your friends are watching you. Everybody's watching you. Maybe not intentionally like a stalker. But people are looking at you and they have a thought about you. And their thoughts about you are what they have perceived about you. Does it make sense? And you're not looking to be a good guy or just a good girl. You want to change the world. That's what you want to do. 2 Corinthians 16:9 says this. For the eyes of the Lord range through the earth to strengthen those hearts that are fully committed to him. Do you ever get in a place where you can be strengthened? Let me tell you this. Check your heart. God will always strengthen the hearts and the minds and the people who are fully committed. Are you fully committed? Are you a Christian? Do you allow the Holy Spirit to move in your life? The third one, and I'm going to get out of here. You got to make his moves your moves. You got to make his moves your moves. Listen, many times as a Christian, and for many of you, look at me, you have grown up in a Christian home. And so the only moves that you've been taught are these Christian moves, the church moves. And when you get a little bit older and you start having cognitive thoughts of your own, where you take information in and start to think about that information and choose what you want to be and what you want to do, you realize there's a whole lot more moves out there. There's a whole lot more ideas other than your parents' ideas, the way they brought you up. And so you know what? We try to experience with a bunch of different moves and a bunch of different ways. And we try to experience all these other moves out there. But what I want to tell you is this. In the video, the Holy Spirit tried to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Are you doing right? Because you don't want to get in trouble? Because that is the lesser version. That's where my kids are right now. They do right because they are scared of the consequence to do wrong. But if you're 17 and you're a Christian and been a Christian for 4 or 5 years, and you're still serving God, not because you want to do right and learn His moves, but you're scared about doing wrong, then you've never really stepped into the freedom that God can give you. Because here's how you view it. God's taking off His belt, and if you do wrong, I'm going to spank you. If you do wrong, I'm going to kick you out of school. If you do wrong, you're going to divorce. If you do wrong, your kids are going to leave. If you do wrong, and yes, that's part of it, but what about wanting to do right? Because I want to do right. I want to please God. I want to honor God with my life. This is the move that I want to have. Not if I do wrong, bad things happen, but what about if I do right, great things happen? What happens with good fruit? Who wants good fruit? If I gave you 2 apples and I said, this is an awesome brand new apple, or this is a booty crusted, I've been putting this apple up in my rear. I've been walking around with it for about 7 days and it's starting to decay. Which one do you want? Do you want good fruit or do you want bad fruit? But you know what? A lot of the decisions that we make, we're like Fox News. We always focus on the negative. And so I don't want to be bad fruit, so I better do a right decision. Instead of, man, I want to be good fruit. I want people to want my life. I want people to want the things that are from me. I want to bless God. When God says, what do you have? I'm like, what's up? You never tasted a nectarine like this before. You want a banana? That's the best tasting banana. I'll make you slap your mama. Does it make sense? But many of us are doing the right moves because of our parents, because of our school, because of our friends. And that won't keep you. And here's what I want to tell you. You can grow up in a Christian environment, never being a Christian. And a lot of the fruit, look at me, that is being produced in your life, you have to ask yourself this question. Is it because my parents are making me choose right? Or is it because I am starting to choose right in and of myself? Does it make sense? Because we will see. Now, you won't see immediately. 25, 26, 30, 32. We will see what you have produced in your life. And we will see your fruit. Your kids will be your fruit. They won't be your grandma's fruit. They won't be your mom's fruit. They'll be your fruit. They won't be your dad's fruit. It'll be your fruit. And what I'm telling you is, dance like people are watching. Dance like people are watching. And let's be Christians. And let's allow the Holy Spirit to move in our life. Y'all stand up with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away, and behold, all has been made new. Look at me. I don't know where you're at today, but God can make you new. God can make you new. Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? Is He moving in your life? Do you dance like people are watching? Or do you got so much secret life? Drugs, cutting, homosexuality, lust, perversion. You're crippling your life. And you don't even know it. And what I'm telling you is you have a way out. Because when you confess Christ as your Savior and you commit to Him, then guess what? Everything changes. Everything changes. And I want it to change in your life. And so here's what I want to tell you. If you're not saved, you don't know Jesus, tonight is your night. Tonight's the night to say, you know what? Over the last 3 weeks, I've realized I don't love people. I hate them. They annoy me. And I don't necessarily go out of my way for anybody other than myself. You know what? I hate authority. I can't stand authority. You know what that tells me? God doesn't really move your life. And you know what? Tonight, I can't honestly tell you that I allow the Holy Spirit to move my life. My desires move my life. And you know what? Maybe I'm not this Christian that I thought I was. And maybe tonight I need to kind of realign my perspective so that I can bless God and produce the fruit that will remain. And the only fruit that remains is good fruit. Does this make sense? I'm not talking about getting resaved, whatever. I'm talking about making a real commitment that invites the Holy Spirit to move in your life.
We hope you've been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more information about other messages by the pastors of Christian Ministries Church, please log on to our webpage at www.cmchurch.com. You can visit our online store, or you can download messages free from our podcast link.